The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and we do often have guests on this show. Bev, who is running the board with me, is laughing because for the last few weeks we haven't, because I line someone up and then it doesn't work, and then I try and get someone, and I'm just too tired to follow through. And so we have a lot to talk about with or without guests.
We need guests, people. Please, we want you on our program.
If you would like to be on the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show, please contact us. We would love to have you. Cultural.development at cityofpittsfield.org. Cultural.development at cityofpittsfield.org. We have... We have lots of stuff going on. We are in the heart of writing this cultural plan, which we've talked about often, and we have a meeting today to go over that. That should be happening in the fall. It was a grant from the NEA, and there's a lot of action. There's a survey you can take on lovepittsfield.com, as we've talked about plenty. So please... take the survey. We've have almost 200 responses from the survey, which is a lot for as far as survey goes. There's people have lots of thoughts about surveys. This one's pretty quick and it's easy question. So definitely take the survey.
How long is it?
I think it says it takes 5 to 7 minutes to take it.
That's not bad.
I took it really quickly. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you know your answers, you just bloop, 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 bloop. So it's very good. We are happy to have the cultural plan meeting at Arrowhead this month. We try and have it at different cultural venues around the Berkshire, around Pittsfield. And we have been successful. We had it at the Licton. We had one at the Licton Science Center for the Arts, the Colonial Theater, Barrington Stage Company, the Berkshire Museum. Now we're headed out to Arrowhead. Arrowhead is where Herman Melville wrote the book, his most famous book, Moby Dick. Mm-hmm, it's so cool. It's right here in Pittsfield. He looked out the window, saw Mount Greylock, thinks that Mount Greylock looked like a whale, and was inspired to write Moby Dick. It's very cool to go into that room and look in that office, look out that same window and say, wow, he was here and this was his inspiration. So
He sat in this chair.
It's very cool. So thank you to Arrowhead for hosting us for the Cultural Plan monthly meeting that we are having when we're recording this. The farmers market is in its glory. This is the heart of the season and lots of things. This latest email that the farmers market Roots Rising sent out is bask in the best bounty of local goods around. Saturday, August 24th, the farmers market is every Saturday from 9 to 1 at the Pittsfield Common. But this one is a lineup of everyone that will be there on the 24th. Local, favorite local vendors, Abode Farm, Caroline Creates, which is jewelry, Cookies Ooh. Cupcakes, Crab Apple Farm, Craven's Ice Cream, Cricket Creek Farm, Hillcrest Educational Centers will be there with vegetables and flowers, Holiday Brook Farm, Home Interior Art and Design, Crunch, which is freeze-dried fruit, herbs, and candy. Crunch freeze-dries Skittles. You know those little kids? Yeah, those are my kids. They are very good. Yes, freeze-dried Skittles are easier to eat than regular Skittles in many ways because they're they're not as chewy. So Crunch,
I gotta get some.
Yeah, Crunch will be there. La Maria, which is an artist cooperative, art that aligns with their indigenous roots. That's called La Maria. Lion's Tooth Farm, Livingstone Mycology, Mountain Girl Farm, Savvy Hive, Square Roots Farm, Windy Ridge Farm. And then there will be live music there, dance to the sounds of Samba Trio. And Pittsfield Community Television is often at the Farmers Market. It looks like it's going to be there this weekend, which is so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
August 24th is the last day at the Farmers Market for the free breakfast and lunch for youth. The final day of Summer Eats. Free meals will be available to all youth at the market. Breakfast is served 9 to 10:30. Lunch is served 11:30 to 1. So get that. That's on the final day of that is August 24th.
Sounds huge.
It is huge, and it's a lovely place to gather. You often see people you know, and you can get food for dinner that night or dinner at some point in the week or snacks, for example, freeze-dried Skittles. That's it's a nice snack to have at 9:30 in the morning.
I love the plants. Oh, they have some great plants. I bought some geranium plants from them, and they are huge now.
Yeah, because you know what you're doing to grow them. They're not as huge in other people's yards, I'm sure. But yes, the plants, the flowers, the produce, it's all phenomenal. And Roots Rising, who runs the farmers market, is does a spring and a fall farm crew, and the fall farm crew applications are open. The fall farm crew is already on the horizon. Pittsfield teens currently in high school can apply for a program like no other, connecting to the earth, our food, and each other. Fall farm crew runs Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 2:30 to 5:30, September 24th to the November 21st, and transportation is provided. And you see these beautiful photos of the farm crews in at farms doing, helping farmers with all the things. And they go to Hancock Shaker Village. And, of course, now they bought a farm. The Roots Rising bought a farm in Pittsfield, which is very exciting. So they'll be also probably doing some work on that as well. Don't miss the farmers market every Saturday in Pittsfield at the Common, outside through October at the Common, as I just said, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., fresh produce and more.
And then it goes inside?
Then it goes inside once a month. It goes into the Zion Lutheran Church starting in November. So it's good stuff. And they do have great fresh produce all winter as well. You're surprised when you go and say, oh, wow, thank you. I can get this and I can do this. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is here operating the board in her retirement, quote-unquote retirement.
Semi-retirement.
Semi-retirement. I like it. I like it. So we're happy to have Bev here operating the board, and we're talking about all things Pittsfield, as usual, culturally diverse Pittsfield. It's a wonderful place to be in the summer and all season long. We are gearing up for the first Fridays at 5 in September, which is September 6th, 2 weeks from this recorded broadcasting and 1 week from those that will be listening to this on Labor Day weekend. So It's coming up quickly. Friday, September 6th, first Fridays at 5. LovePittsfield.com has all of the information, but we're super excited to be, we'll have some live bands. We're working with Latinas 413 to curate some live bands on the stage, the city stage, for First Fridays at 5. We also will have the Makers Market in full swing, and we are doing more of a food theme, kind of a taste of Pittsfield for this one. There will be food trucks, but also the restaurants downtown will be out selling their delicious food as well.
Cool.
Very cool. We have the Artists of the Lichtenstein doing an out of the studio show at the Lichtenstein that will open that night. And some of them will be out at Palace Park doing live art making, including Jim Horsford, who has a transportable pottery wheel that's on wheels, and he can take it outside. And Jesse Tobin McCulley will be doing some live art demonstrations, Sean McCusker, and then the rest of the artists will be inside the Lichtenstein showing off all of the art on the walls there. Very exciting, because First Fridays at 5 also features First Fridays Arts Walk, which there's more than a dozen venues throughout Pittsfield that open their doors for an art opening, including the Clock Tower Artist Studios. And there is a shuttle that goes from City Hall to the Clock Tower every mm-hmm. Friday, first Fridays at 5.
Are some of the artists there?
Most of the artists are there for that opening as well. So that's really cool. There are up to almost 20 artists at the Clock Tower Artist Studios, wow. if you haven't checked that out. It's in the Eagle Building on South Church Street, and it's very cool on the third floor. You can go for open studios during First Fridays at 5, or you can make an appointment with one of the artists to see their cool studio and all of the surroundings. So definitely check that out. The next one, as I said, is September 6th, Friday, September 6th. Labor Day weekend is early this year. It's August 30th, 31st, 1st, mm-hmm. and 2nd. Actual Labor Day is wow. on September 2nd.
Summer's going.
So summer is, but summer's not over until, what is it, September 20th?
Something like that.
So we got some time. Don't.
But it's already chilly.
I know it is getting chilly, but now when we're recording this, it's in the 60s, but now there's more 80s coming our way.
Okay.
So that's very exciting. Berkshire Music School, which is in Pittsfield. I feel like we don't talk about Berkshire Music School as much as we should, because it is quite a gem in Pittsfield, and they are involved in a lot of collaborative things that we do. They, of course, Berkshire Music School is a school and offers classes from private lessons to group classes. This one in particular, our group classes for the fall are open for registration. Ukulele class, youth or adult, youth ages 8 to 14. They meet Saturday, September 14th through November 16th from 2:30 to 3. There is an adult ukulele jam, which meets on Thursdays from 12:30 to 1:30, September 12th through November 14th. That's really cool.
Well, I'd like to learn how to do that, but I don't want to hurt my fingers.
The ukulele? Does it hurt your fingers?
Well, it's like learning the guitar. You got to do the strings.
Well, I think that maybe if you know what you're doing, it doesn't hurt your fingers. Eventually, I think it won't hurt your fingers. I don't play the ukulele, but I'm just guessing that that might be the case.
Oh, that was nice. That was good.
Berkshire Music School offers several classes, including the ukulele. Here's one, Finding Your Voice, Fall Vocal Class. This is taught by Sherry James Buxton. Rising Stars, ages 10 to 14, Mondays from 4:30 to 6. Or there's an Onstage Live, ages 16 plus, Mondays 6:30 to 8, September 16th through November 25th. Ooh, that sounds cool. Are you a singer?
No.
No, I'm not a singer either, but I think that is cool. I love they offer all of these options. Look, now I'm going down the list. Here's Bass Clef Club, intermediate to advanced for cello, bass, bassoon players. Join us for a great afternoon of ensemble playing with your fellow bass clef musicians. Oh, that's cool. That's intermediate to advanced September 14th through the 23rd. There's an adult flute ensemble September 13th through November 15th. There's a string class September 13th through the 15th. Rock band class. That's fun. Ages 12 to 19, Thursdays 6 to 7, September 12th through November 14th. Oh, that is cool. Get a tutorial on how to be in a band for guitars, bass, drums, vocalists, and keys. Other instruments welcome. Rehearse, work on stage presence, and listen to each other play and interact musically. Oh, I love that one. Rock band class.
I wish I was young enough
to be in that. You don't fit in the ages 12 to 19 range?
Not lately.
There's, of course, also private lessons. You just need to get in touch with the Berkshire Music School. Community Tap Dance Workshop. Community Tap Dance Workshop, Basics and Beyond at the Berkshire Music School. Sunday, August 25th at 4 o'clock. Some of you will be listening before that in time. Sunday, August 25th at 4 o'clock, action-based dance artist Stephanie Lynx Weber will be hosting her community tap dance workshop in the Taft Dance Studio. That's awesome. All of this stuff is on Berkshire Music School's website, berkshiremusicschool.org, or Google Berkshire Music School. It's right here in Pittsfield, and it's a very cool place to be. So thanks, Berkshire Music School, for all you do. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We are so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is here operating the board. We're talking about all things culture in Pittsfield, and 'tis the season for culture, but it does feel like there's not really an off season in Pittsfield anymore for the arts and culture, which is cool. But it's the heart of the summer now, mid to late August, and lots going on for sure. This is a recent newsletter I got from Hancock Shaker Village, which talks about a Shaker Supper coming up on September 12th. Join us for the next Shaker Supper and learn more about the Shakers. The Shakers in Florida, yes, it's true. In the late 19th century, the Shakers established a small community, Olive Branch, in central Florida, very close to the area now known worldwide as Disney World.
Oh.
During its short lifespan, the community delved with mixed success into entirely new to them commercial crops such as pineapples, oranges, and bananas. The Florida community is just one example of the Shakers' many efforts at the turn of the century to diversify investments and business opportunities in an effort to stay relevant and viable. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there will be an interpreter on hand for a talk about this little-known community. It was the inspiration for a novel called The Magic Kingdom. Ah. Following the program, enjoy an authentic Shaker-inspired communal meal prepared by chef from Woodlife Kitchen. Sit back, relax, and experience the stunning views of the Roundstone Barn. That is on September 12th at 6 p.m. at Hancock Shaker Village. HancockShakerVillage.org for all of that information. There are still some Saturdays to experience goat yoga at Hancock Shaker Village. People love this. I
don't understand.
It just freaks me out a little. I'll say it, but I know people that have gone and they love it. They say it's so peaceful. I just am imagining a goat eating my hair.
Yeah, yeah.
But they don't. It's peaceful and calm. Enjoy yoga with a herd of goats out on the grass in front of the Roundstone Barn. It's an experience you will not forget. Check-in starts at 9:30. The class is from 10 to 11, and it's every Saturday at 10 a.m. through September 7th. So you have a couple more Saturdays to take advantage of that. Reservations are recommended. Again, HancockShakerVillage.org. HancockShakerVillage.org for all of this stuff that we're talking about at the Village. The Country Fair is coming up at the Village September 28th and 29th. That is a fun weekend, and it's like, you know, like the Apple Squeeze and the Harvest Festival and the Country Fair. It's all very fall-like. It gets you in the mood for fall. It's finally time to have pumpkin-flavored stuff at that point. Not yet. The pumpkin flavor needs to stop until late September when it's actually fall. So, coming soon, the Country Fair, September 28th and 29th at Hancock Shaker Village. You don't want to miss it. It's the 27th annual Country Fair. Spend the weekend celebrating what makes the Berkshires and the Village so special. Breathtaking beauty, exploring the outdoors, and family fun for everyone. This year's Country Fair includes live music, horse-drawn carriage rides, workshops and demonstrations, antique quilt show, farmers market, craft beer and cider, antique car show, a timber framing workshop, and a dozens of craft vendors. In addition, Woodlife Kitchen will be on-site grilling and featuring a variety of locally grown food and drinks. That is September 28th and 29th.
I love the idea that Pittsfield is a city but still has the rural aspect to it. I mean, the combination is You can't beat it.
You can't beat it. I agree completely. Because there is the city, if you, you know, the city stores and the city needs whatever you need, whatever a municipality has to offer, Pittsfield has it. But if you want to feel like you're in a more rural setting, then yes, you have Hancock Shaker Village and the back roads and the smaller town feel. So it is a good combination. Mm-hmm. I agree with you completely. I like that part of it also. So Hancock Shaker Village has lots going on through the month of September, culminating in their country fair September 28th and 29th. HancockShakerVillage.org is the website for that. HancockShakerVillage.org. And they are also a part, there's a group from Hancock Shaker Village that's a part of our cultural plan committee, which we're thrilled about. The cultural plan is coming together. We hope to publicize something in the late fall for all of you to see. But in the meantime, we'd love for you to continue to pass the word on about the survey that we're offering to the community that will really form the plan. It what you put in the survey will help us form the plan appropriately. And that survey is on lovepittsfield.com. Lovepittsfield.com for more on the cultural plan and the survey. Downtown Pittsfield Summer Music Series is continuing through Saturday, August 24th. There's something Friday, August 23rd in Persa Park. Saturday, August 24th in Persa Park, and Sunday, August 25th. At Dunham Mall. That's been really cool. And the good thing about this, in my opinion, the summer music series, is if the weather is bad, it cancels. There's no hemming and hawing. So you know if it's pouring rain, this is not going to happen. If sometimes when there's rain locations, it's very confusing for an event mm-hmm. because you don't know. Did they call the rain location? Are we in the, where are we? But in this event, if it's raining or the weather is ominous, then the events cancel. But there's lots going on the weekend of Friday, August 23rd, 24th, and 25th for the summer music series. Dottie's Coffee Lounge is celebrating its 17th birthday.
Wow.
17 years Dottie's has been here.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy, isn't it? Congratulations to Dottie's. They're doing a 90s themed anniversary party on Friday, August 23rd, starting at 6 o'clock. You can go on their Facebook page and Instagram to learn all about that. It's 17 years. Wow. Isn't that hard to believe?
That's fantastic.
Yeah. It's
congratulations.
It's really cool. Hot Plate is doing a beer tasting and a pairing with an author, the author of a book called How to Taste. She is the person that's leading this beer tasting. An exciting event where award-winning homebrewer, author, and advanced homebrewer author Mandy Naglick will guide you through the art of tasting. Whether you're totally new to the world of craft beer or have been drinking for a long time, Mandy will help you learn how to better understand and appreciate different beer styles and pairing options. You'll also have the option to pair it with three small plates.
You mean there's a wrong way to taste beer?
Well, I think it's very cool when people know what they're talking about to, like, tell you what to look for in the taste. And, mm-hmm. you know, do you taste the hint of apricot or, you know, something that you wouldn't be looking for. So that's very cool. That's Wednesday, August 28th at 7 o'clock. And you can go to hotplatebeer.com to purchase tickets for that event. Wow. That is coming up quickly. Wednesday, August 28th is when that is happening at Hot Plate. And Hot Plate comes out for the first Fridays at 5. They do a beer garden on School Street and close the street down. And they usually have autos out there serving smash burgers. And that's been a grand
success.
Smash
burgers?
Smash burgers.
What's a smash burger?
It's a burger smashed. And often in the burger, there's more than just ground beef. It's mixed in with other deliciousness, and then it's smashed really thin and on a bun.
Easier to eat.
The whole concept is quite amazing, and it's really delicious. I highly recommend smash burgers.
Okay.
It's a burger, but just a little different and more delicious. So check that out at the First Fridays at 5. They are also hosting this pre-party for Dispatch on August 31st. Dispatch is a band that's coming to Tanglewood to play with the BSO. And they often throw these pre-concert parties, Dispatch, the band does. And they're doing it at Hot Plate for this. So that's at noon on Saturday, August 31st. It's the whole concept is quite cool. There is a way to like RSVP, but it's not a ticket. So they're just recommending that you show up, and they are going to have two food options. And I think they're shutting the street down again, School Street, and making it kind of a beer garden experience for that as well. That's Saturday, August 31st at noon at Hot Plate. So lots of action. Lots of action in Pittsfield. It's very exciting time of year for sure.
I don't think Pittsfield has ever been not busy.
Not busy. Well, I agree with you completely. And it's just a matter of getting the word out about all of the things that are happening in Pittsfield and beyond. Mm-hmm. So we recommend, if you do not know what's happening in Pittsfield, for you to subscribe to the Love Pittsfield newsletter. You can do that by going to lovepittsfield.com and scrolling down to the bottom and putting your email and name in, and we will get you on the Constant Contact newsletter, Love Pittsfield newsletter, that goes out every Thursday around noon and just goes over the week ahead, all of the things happening. If you have an event happening in Pittsfield, please let us know. cultural.development@cityofpittsfield.org. We will post it on Love Pittsfield and put it in our newsletter because we want the world to know about all the cool things happening in Pittsfield for sure. And yeah, we're in the heart of the season. lovepittsfield.com for all of the information. And also please take that Cultural Pittsfield survey for the cultural plan that we are working on. We got a grant from the NEA, the National Endowment for the Arts, and we're working on a cultural plan, and we need your help with it. And there's a survey at lovepittsfield.com for you to take.
How many times can you take the survey?
You can only take it once, but you should send it to all your friends and colleagues and family to take also, because the more people, and we do want a diverse range of ages also taking the survey, so the more the merrier for sure.
Okay.
All right. LovePittsfield.com for all of the information that we're talking about and more. And make it to the farmer's market outside on Saturdays from 9 to 1 at the Common through October. Stock up on beautiful local summer produce, fresh meats and cheeses, and handcrafted artisan wares. And say hi to friends old and new at the market this weekend. I love that. That's the beginning of their newsletter, and I agree with it completely. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. We hope you have a wonderful week.